You know, for a conference that's going to talk a lot about technology on the production end, I think it's really interesting to see how important information technology can be for what otherwise might only be subsistence farming in rural Africa. Our next speaker will be Francois Desjeunet. He's the Director of External Financing and Investment Projects at the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation in Agriculture. He has worked extensively with the IICA, which is based in Costa Rica, being there for over 10 years. Before that, he worked with CEDA in Honduras and was Assistant Deputy Minister in the Quebec Department of Agriculture. He's worked extensively in Latin America, the Caribbean, China, and several African countries. He's a McGill alum, as well as having degrees from Laval and the University of Montpellier. Mr. Desjeunet.
Mesdames et Messieurs, bonjour. Je voudrais d'abord remercier l'Université McGill pour l'invitation qu'ils ont faite à l'IICA pour faire cette présentation. Et je voudrais féliciter les dirigeants de cette conférence pour leur leadership pour l'organisation de la conférence sur la sécurité alimentaire. Je crois que c'est fondamental que nous ayons des organisations comme McGill pour organiser une réflexion sur ce sujet. Où je mets le doigt? Where do I put the next one? Ah, OK. Je voudrais d'abord dire que l'IICA appartient aux 34 ministres de l'Agriculture des Amériques et que ce sont eux qui nous donnent notre mandat pour fonctionner chaque année. Pourquoi maintenant on est en Haïti et on est si présent en Haïti? Parce qu'il y a eu une résolution des ministres de l'Agriculture il y a 2 ans qui nous ont demandé spécifiquement de travailler avec Haïti parce qu'à cause des problèmes de la crise alimentaire qu'il y a eu dans ce pays. D'autre part, le ministre de l'Agriculture, le ministère de l'Agriculture, en janvier 2009, après la crise alimentaire, asked to organize a conference on agricultural credit in Haiti. And I think it was very important at that time to do that. And so we were part of that conference on agricultural credit for the country, and we try to see what were the possibilities to solve the problem over there. The conference indicated that there was a lack of credit, and we'll see why it's so important, the lack of credit. There were also last year 4 storms in 1 month. The cost of agricultural credit, it's 20 to 30% of interest per year on the loans. Lack of knowledge and education about agricultural credit, banks, cooperative, they don't have the knowledge about agricultural credit, and few resources on long-term to support investment on updating, increasing production. In 2006-2007, the private banking system offered 5.8 millions of gourds, so it's about $150,000, which represent 0.0002% of the total loans of Haiti for agriculture, forest, and fisheries. So it's not very much. And also the government for agriculture offers 15 million of gourds, which is $400,000 per year, not per farm, per year. So if you imagine that there are at least minimum of 100,000 farms that needs what? $2,000-$3,000 per farm of loans. So it's $200 to $300 million and they receive $500,000 of loans. A lot of excellent information was produced only on that conference. Farmers need credit. There were also three governmental organizations of credit system that failed, that went bankrupt due to economic problems and due to political capital building. Some candidates went in the rural areas and said, you don't have to pay back your loans. It's the donors that gave the loan, or it's the government loans, so don't pay back your loan. More training and technical administrative assistance is needed, and a new program has to be put in place. We knew that, which would include an insurance system for the loans. And the system should cover all the countries. At the end of the conference, there were discussions on the structure for a new agricultural and rural credit system, and some were in favor of a governmental structure once more, the fourth one in 4 years, and others for a more private one, private cooperatives and micro and geo-banking institutions. The Minister of Agriculture asked ICA to help them to prepare a project and a system for them. The terms of reference from the minister is the main important function of the agricultural and risk management system will be based on following lines of orientation, based on the collaboration between the government and the banking system in place. Don't create another structure, governmental structure. That is the mandate, one of the mandates of the government. New system should cover all the national territory at the end of the installation of the system. At the beginning, it will concentrate on three productions that are related to food security in Haiti. Farmers and the banks will have an insurance mechanism that will allow the guarantee of the loans made by the private banks. And the government will supervise the system, not manage it, supervise it, and give information to farmers and other organizations. We had the possibility to prepare the new system, and the government, Ministry of Agriculture, said, bring the people you want with you. So we came to Canada, and we asked Desjardins, that was already present there since 15 years, to come with us. And we ask also La Financière Agricole, which is an organization that makes insurance systems for agriculture in Quebec, where you have the government and the farmers together in the organization. So we like that kind of system. And we presented a project that we are finishing now to reduce, the objective of the project is to reduce the difference between the offer and the demand for credit in the rural milieu, taking into account the risk and characteristics of the sector. Thank you. And we visited the banks, credit cooperatives, NGOs that are making loans, and they said, we will not make agricultural credit anymore. We cannot. Because last year in 2008, some of the cooperatives lost 40% of their loans in agriculture. And it's money from their members, it's not donors' money. It's the money from their members. The member said, we cannot invest in agriculture unless you have an insurance system. If you have an insurance system, we are ready to go back. We will discuss with you. We'll see how it works, insurance for crops, insurance for the loans. But if you are not proposing that, forget it. We cannot. And the bank, they said, no way we will enter that sector if we don't have an insurance system. So we had to work a project in that sense. If we look at tendencies now, some will prefer to change all the laws of the country to be sure that they respond to all the needs. Some will prefer to wait. Some will prefer more governmental, less governmental. We try to respond to the needs of the country, and we had a lot of discussion with the different institutions before proposing the system. and there will be more discussion in the future. But the system has to be financially sound in such a way that the banks will play the major role, the cooperatives and the banks will play the major role in lending money, and government will put in place the laws, bylaws, and offer subsidies when it's necessary to subsidize, not the farmer directly, the system of guarantee of the loan. There is also a need for a strong training program for the technicians and the farmers. Farmers have to understand what it means to borrow money. It has to be reimbursed. If it's not reimbursed, the banks and the cooperatives are not there. And I don't think that the international organizations are ready to put money in place, put money on the table to build new system. The government has to supervise the banks, credit organization, insurance companies, in such a way that it will be a good system, but not to manage the system. We expect that the rural entrepreneurs, mostly farmers, will have the possibility to finance their investment on the short, medium, and long-term period, and this way will increase the food security for their family, their region, and the country. We expect also, and we had a lot of discussion with La Financière Agricole on that, in case of negative meteorological events, the farmer will be able to reimburse their loans and prepare themselves for a future production. Catastrophic insurance mechanism will have to be considered by the government in another program. If the farmer loses everything, it's a catastrophe. It has to be looked at another program than the normal agricultural insurance system. Financial institutions will be able to make loans to farmers knowing that mechanisms are in place to secure these loans. They can buy a guarantee for their loans, and it will have to be paid, the premium will have to be paid by the farmers and the banks. And all this will have a positive effect on the environment. We don't believe that the system should be against environment. We need also to consider long-term investment, like in forestry, and it's very difficult to put that in place. But if we don't look at long-term investment in forestry, there will be problems, still a lot of problems for agriculture. So we are proposing this system, and we know that the Caisse Populaire, like Desjardins and others in Haiti, and the NGOs and the banks are ready to collaborate if the system is sound. Thanks a lot.